that a wedding last night. I met a cousin of mine who's a Tamil Chacham. He's a rabbi in a yeshiva in Brooklyn. So he said he told the shir that Soitz Man is like El. So I said to him, yeah, because El, that's why El is El, because the end of the year, the last month of the year, that's why it's the month of Chil. So Soitz Man is like El. You have to miss Chazak and the Soitz Man. It's more Soitz Man by then than last. They get off his Chodesh Nissan already. We have more than that. But still, there's a little bit of a hagdash of Soitz Man. It needs a chizuk. We still have a while to go. Even until Pesach, and then after Pesach, there's life after Pesach too. Maybe there's some tech guy in Shira to figure out, like the way when I send off my Mokaimus, there should be a way that everybody gets it at the same time. You know, if I give my Mokaimus, I give it to the Shira assistants, and then you forward it. I think there ought to be a way that I could send the whole Shira. If I saw it was something, you know, a half hour before Shira, I saw something maybe it's a guy to see. There should be a way I could forward it to the whole Shira, WhatsApp or Twitter. I don't know. I'm not really so amazing these things, exactly, but you know, some kind of thing, a tweet. You know, look at the rush, so sad, something. Anyway, okay, so we left off yesterday with the Svaras Ephesus. So I would address it today. So I'll take this. We had the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara had a bay about Chatzev and Chatzev and Chayin, which the Gemara has never explicitly pushed. Like, does it remain a bay the Lishita, or is the Maskana maybe that he could be Makadish? So Rishonim say it remains a bay the Lishita, the Rambanis Mashna remains a bay the Lishita. The Rambam is matchmits a bayit l'ishuto. The Rambam says a chotzev and chotzev mechorin is a suffik kiddushin. The Rambam I think says it's a bayit l'ishuto. A lot of Rishonim say it's a bayit l'ishuto. The Rashba says the maskanah is the Gemara that there is kiddushin. There's a Rambam in the Gemara in Yevamos that he's like mamzeros. Yeah, I don't know what the Rambam does with that. But at Kaponim we have this bayit about chotzev and chotzev mechorin, whether it's nifshut or not. Then we have a machlokes semeroyim, but chatzi shifrin, chatzi baschar. And b'chara, the issues are the same issues. On the one hand, it's a chatzi issue or a chatzi issue, but on the other hand, it's loishir b'kinyon. But the Gemara speaks out that tzodim, the Gemara speaks out the same svar, that the reason the svar that chatzi ev and chatzi b'charim might be able to be makadosh, the Gemara says, loishir b'kinyon. When the Gemara speaks out the svar that a chatzi shifrin, that there could be kiddush in a chatzi shifrin, chatzi baschar, the Gemara says because it's Lashir B'Kinyonim, so it seems to be the same svaras that are in play. Is it? Do we say it has a chisaron of chetzi, or do we say no? It's Lashir B'Kinyonim. So l'chare, the two things would be totally zeh. I saw in the Piskei Harid there in Gittin, it's mashmataka that he learns that it's totally. Just sorry, B'Kitz over there, but it's mashmataka that he learns that it's totally that the two issues are totally zeh b'zeh. Just a couple of lines. Piskei Harid Gittin. Because Lashir B'Kinyonoi, V'chein Nami B'Shivchov Shechet Shishivchov V'Chetzi Baschayin Shneskatsho Yisrael Kiddushay Kiddushim Mitzum Shad Chad Chayir Shavoy because Lashir B'Kinyonoi. So he paskins Chatzi Evan Chatzi B'Kinyonoi could be Makadosh because Lashir B'Kinyonoi. V'chein Nami Chetzi Shivchov Chetzi Baschayin is Kiddushin in there because Lashir B'Kinyonoi. Pashas Nais Vidas Mashmal Lins of two Shilas are totally Zev Zev. And the same Amaroyim will argue about Chetzi Shivchov Chetzi Baschayin, argue about Chatzi Evan Chatzi B'Kinyonoi. So there is such at least one Rishon who tells that the two Shilas are connected. On the other hand, the Ran by us in Kiddushin, the Ran says that it's not connected. That even if a Chatziyev and a Chatziyev and a Chayrin does not have Kiddushin, that's not in the bio. But a Chetzi Shifrin and Chetzi Baschayrin does have Kiddushin because there's a Gili Kro from Shifra Charufa. since Shifcha Charufa, according to Rabbi Akiva, Shifcha Charufa, the pasuk, the Torah Shifcha Charufa is a chetzi shifcha and a chetzi baskayin and the rest is levadiki. And see, the Agmar attack, that's totally in the issue of being Makadosh, Chatzi Shifcha, and Chatzi Baskayin. So we can see in the parish of Shifcha Charufa, there's a gilui that this tvisis kiddush and a chetzi shifcha and a chetzi baskayin. So Mela, there you have a gilui cut. But if you don't have a gilui cut, so that's why the two things are cholim. It's Lord, and why don't we learn that Eved Avihu? From Shifcha Charufa, that's an even by itself. I don't know. But the Ran says, you know, it's a special gilui cut by a chetzi shifcha and a chetzi baskayin. Therefore, that's why many Amoraim hold. That's the maskana. That's the Amoraim Basroi. The Rishonim write that. That's the maskana. That's the halacha. The halacha. That's the maskana. The halacha that a chetzi shifcha that a chetzi shifcha and chetzi baskayin. There is kiddushin in her, but it's not a right to chatzi ever and chatzi baskayin. That remains perhaps a bayit loy issue. On the other hand, so fine. So we see in the Ran as a svara that is a gilikah chatzi that shifcha chuf is a gilikah. Other hand, yeah, well, what about the Tosfos Rid? Maybe we'll start there. What about the Tosfos Rid? Who does equate them? Doesn't seem to have the Gilui Kor. Or maybe also is the Gilui Kor, but from Chatzis Shifcha we could learn that to Eved Ivri. Maybe I'll derech zeh. The Rashba, though, seems to hold there is no Gilui Kor. Because the Rashba asks and the Ravid, but this we talked about yesterday, the Rashba, the last kash, the Rashba asks and the Ravid. Remember, the Ravid Shita is that the Pasuk of Ish, like Chatzis Ish, so the verse is not going as Kachi L'Chatzoi, because there's a Hochi Gomer, he means something else. So what is he going on? So the Rashba says, he's going as Kachi L'Chatzoi Mamash, where he speaks out, I don't mean Hochi Gomer, I mean Mamash. But the Ravid says, no, it's going Chatzi Evin Chatzi Evin Chayv. So the Rashba understood in the Ravid that the drush of Chatzi of Ish, L'Chatzi Ish, is only on Chatzi Evin Chatzi Evin Chayv, not on L'Chatzoi Mamash. Because it's Davka, with Davka in mind, a Gabriel who's a Chatzi Evin Chatzi Evin Chayv, a Gabriel who's not Chazi Kule. But it's Kachel Chatzoi, where the Gavra is Chazikula, is not in the Miut. So the Rashba asked and the Ravid, if that's the case, so then the Miut of Isha, like Chatzi Isha also, how do we know that it's Mimayit, his Chetzich Mekudeshishli? Maybe it's only Mimayit, a Chetzich Shif and a Chetzich Baschorim, where the Gavra is not Chazik. But Chetzich Mekudeshishli, maybe it's fine. You know, it's the same way that the Miut of Isha, like Chatzi Isha, is going Dafka on the Gavra, a Chatzi Evin, a Chatzi Menchor. Maybe the meal of Isha Goy Chatzi Isha is going dafka and a Chatzi Shifcha and a Chatzi Baskar with the Gavra Zarchazi. But the and how do we know therefore that Chetzich Mekudesh is then Mekudesh? Chayim is asked from Rava. Rava says Chetzich Mekudesh is then Mekudesh. How does Rava know? Maybe the Pasuk is only for Chatzi Shifcha and Chatzi Baskar. So what's the Rashba's Kash on the Ravid? There's a Gili Kra that Chatzi Shifcha and Chatzi Baskar is Mekudesh. Shifcha Chalufa is Megala, she is Mekudesh. So the Pasuk must be telling me the Pasuk is only available for the din of Chetzich Mekudesh. So Chor is in the Rashba. That from Shifcha Chalufa we can't learn that. There's no Gili Kor from Shifcha Chalufa. So not like the Ran. The Ran says there's Gili Kor. The Rashba says there's no Gili Kor. But Hashgaf Rishon, at least, B'Pshuta, we seem to have here a machlekes between the Rashba and the Ran. The Ran holds there's a Gili Kor at Shifcha Chalufa. That is Kadosh Luchat, that a Mekadosh, a Yisrael is Mekadosh, a Chetzi Shifcha, and Chetzi Baskayin is Mekudeshes. And the Rashba says, there's no Gilui Kor. There's no Gilui Kor. The Shaila is, Chayra, it's Sfar HaSafuchas. We don't understand that neither the Rashba nor the Ran. Each one, L'shitosu, L'chayra Shver. Because there's a Mechaikas Yishayin. What is a Shifcha Chayuf according to Rabbi Kiva? It's a Chetzi Shifcha, a Chetzi Baskayin, so who was more restless to an Eved Ivri. So the Machalkas Yishayim is the Le'Eved Ivri over here. The Lashon of Rabbi Kiva is Le'Eved Ivri. The Gittin brought the book. It's the Lashon of Mishnah Krisos. So the Yishayim Adan is the Le'Eved Ivri part of it, Dafka or Lav Dafka. The Rashba learns that Le'Eved Ivri is Lav Dafka. It means a Yisrael, Le'Eved Ivri is a Jew, is a Yisrael. And a Yisrael was Mekadosh, a Chetz Yishivcha, a Chetz Yibaskhoi. That's Lizenukar and Shifcha Charufa. Why did Rabbi Kiva talk about Le'Eved Ivri? Because usually, who would be Makarish, a Chetzi Shifcha, and a Chetzi Baskharin? Le'Eved Ivri will be able to live with her. A Yisrael who's not going to be able to, or any Yisrael is not going to be able to live with her, because how's he going to live with the Chetzi Shifcha? So he wouldn't be Makarish her. But that's nothing to do with the Chilat Torah. What the Torah wants when it talks about the Chilat Shifcha Charufa is that she's a Chetzi Shifcha and a Chetzi Baskharin who was Niskat Shal Yisrael. And the Ran, Chayrus Chayluk, the Ran, the Ramban, Taisus, they all seem to learn, and they get in Lamed Vav. Had the discussion about Yovel, and was the Yovel is not by Hashem. Anyway, they all seem to learn that you need Levadivik, that Shifchus Hufa, by definition, has to be Mekudesh's Levadivik. So Chayrus should come out, according to the Rashba, that a Shifchus Hufa means really a Chatzi Shifchus, and a Chatzi Lashvot is Mekudesh's Yisrael. Everybody's just a Dibra Akiva Baiva. But really, we're talking about a Chetzi Shif and Chetzi Mitzvah is Kachli Yisrael. So then there's a fair Shapasuk that a Chetzi Shif that there's Kiddushin and a Chetzi Shif and a Chetzi Baschar. So there is a Gilikra. So how come the Rashba also does not? What's he asking on the right? And Faket, the Ran who holds that the din of Shif Chahuf is only by an Eberivi, because the Eberivi, Chorit means because the Eberivi has a Chalik in both of them. He has kiddushin and the chatzis shivcha, but he also has yichud with the chatzis. He has kiddushin and the chatzis baschare, but he also has yichud in the chatzis shivcha. So he has a chelik in both. But Yisrael is makadosh a chatzis shivcha and a chatzis baschare. So that doesn't go into the parsha of even if it's tvisis kiddushin, it doesn't go into the parsha of shivcha. So according to the Ran, there is no gilikra because the parsha of shivcha is a special case. So I would expect the Ran to hold that there's no Gilikra. And Lamaisa, we find just the opposite. The Ran holds there is the Gilikra, and the Rashba holds that there's not. So how do we understand what's going on? That's the style that I raised yesterday. Then is Chayra from the Gemara itself, from Rav Sheshes' statement, the Gemara Gittin. Chayra you'd see already, that there could be a Gilikra from Rabbi Akiva. Because what did Rav Sheshes say? Rav Sheshes said that there's no Kiddushin in a Chetzi. Rav Sheshes said that there's no Kiddushin in a Chetzi Shifra and a Chetzi Vaschar. Right? We don't hold like Rav Sheshes, we hold like Rav Chisda, like the other. Rav Sheshes is the one who holds that Kiddushin are not Toifas in a Chetzi Shifra and a Chetzi Vaschar. Says Rav Sheshes, Vim Loch Shecha Odom Loimar. What do you do with the submission of Rabbi Akiva? It says that Eisu Shif Chayufa Zeh Mekadesh Chatsi Shif Zeh Chatsi Shifa VeChatsi Vascherim. What's the last word? Hamurasa. And what's the next word? Hamurasa Levet Ivri. So the Shaitan, so you see that this Kiddush of the Chatsi Shifa and the Chatsi Vascherim is a kasha on me. Says Rabbi Shaitan, no Kalach Eitzel Rabbi Shmuel. So I remember that Eisu Shif Chayufa it's a Shifcha Hamurasis Le'eved Ivri. It's not a chatzis shifra and a chatzis baschar. It's a shifra gemura. Meres le'eved Ivri. The meres, what kind of erisim could you have? My meres is miyuchedes le'eved Ivri. Shakapon and Rav Sheshes did say that it was a lashich loshicha odnum leimar. Rav Sheshes said, "How can I say there's no tefisik in a chatzis? How can I say?" Says Rav Sheshes, "that there's no kiddush in a chatzis shifra and a chatzis baschar. What am I going to do with the din of shifra harufa?" That's a chatzis shifra and a chatzis baschar. Hamures is le'eved Ivri. Kilo Rav Sheshes is admitting that that's a kasha on him. But he answered, no, Kalach Eitzel Rabbi Shmuel. I have a Rabbi Shmuel. But according to Rabbi Kiva at least, Rav Sheshes already concedes that Rabbi Kiva does seem to indicate that there's Kiddushin and Achatzi Shifcha and Achatzi Baschar. What do you mean? Rabbi Kiva was only talking about to an Eved Ivri, where he has a Chelik of both. So why is there any? Where's the lach shechadum leimar? In other words, Rav Sheshes should have just said, "Im lach shechadum leimar, eizu shivcha ufa zeh chatzis shivcha chatzis baschayim rest levet ivri." Rav Sheshes should have said, "Im lach shechadum leimar, tell him back." So what? That's by an eved ivri where he has the chelik in both. I'm not talking about eved ivri. I'm talking about Yisrael. Rav Sheshes didn't say that. And in fact, that's the Rashba's raya. I saw the Rashba lamed above. That's the Rashba's raya. When the Rashba says in Daf Lamed Vav and Gittin that Eved Ivri is Lav Dafka, he brings the raya from Rav Sheshes. He says, well, what does Rav Sheshes mean? If it's Eved Ivri Dafka, then it's nothing to do with the case. From the fact that Rav Sheshes brought a raya against himself, he admitted that there's a raya against himself from Rabbi Kiva, says the Rashba, you see that Eved Ivri is Lav Dafka. So what is the Ran going to do with it? How is the Ran going to learn of Sheshes? The Rani says Levadivri is daf. All those Rishonim, not only Rani, a lot of Rishonim, slew of Rishonim. Tosfos Lamed Vav, the Ramban, all the Rishonim hold that Levadivri is daf. The Rambam is mashma Levadivri is daf. All the Rishonim learn that Levadivri is daf. How do you read the Gemara? What's the Moshe Chodom? What is Shifa Chufa have to do? That's a special case because she's married to an Levadivri, so Levadivri has a chelik in both sides. That's from one, on the one hand. On the other hand, so she's chodesh shvan, and that on the run, that everybody agrees that. On the other hand, I also see in her sheishes that according to Rabbi Akiva, at least there really is a raya to the dinim chatzis shivcha and chatzis baschar. There really is a gili krah in shivcha charufa in Rabbi Akiva shivcha charufa to the dinim of mekadesh chatzis shivcha and chatzis baschar. So it's fair in the Rashba and Kiddushin. What's the Rashba asking on the Raya? What do you mean? There's a Gili Kuh, according to Rabbi Kiva. We pass on like Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's a Gili Kuh. If you look at the Gemara itself, Rav Sheshes, the passage in Rav Sheshes is that Rabbi Kiva is Lav Dafka, and therefore from Rabbi Kiva, there's a Raya that you could be Makadish Chatzis Shifa and Chatzis Baschar. But that's neither like the Rashba nor like the Ran. It's not like the Rashba, because the Rashba holds there's no Gili Kuh. But it's not like the Ran, because the Ran holds Rabbi Kiva is Dafka. So it's really part of the mix of it. So let's start maybe with the Rashba. Start with the Rashba. I think there's big things that we have to take out of here. So the Rashba says that Ebedubi is lavda. He reads that in there, says Ebedubi is lavda. Shif charuf according to Rabbi Kiva is a chatzis shif and chatzis baschoren amureses li Yisrael. It doesn't have to be an evidiv. Usually it would be, but it doesn't have to be. No. So then, that's the case. Then Ataka says in the Shif charuf that kiddushin is toifus in a chatzis shif and a chatzis baschoren. Says in Torah. You learn, you know, like Rabbi Kiva, that shif charufa it means a chatzis shif and chatzis baschar. So Taka says in Torah that kiddushin is toifus. Yeah, so what was our problem? According to Rashba, what was our problem?
We should be able to learn
out from this. So what's his kash on the Raivet? The Rashba by us, yes, on the Raivet. You according to you, Raivet, that they didn't have ish for chatzis ish is dafka going on a chatzis even a chatzis ben chayim with the gavra is not chazia. So how do we know that the limud of Isha, Velechatzi Isha, is also not going dafka on the Gavra? And therefore, the din ought to be that a Gavra, Chatzi Shif, and Chatzi Ben Tchorin, there's no Kiddushin. But if you say Chetzich Mekudes, it's Lid Shadi Kiddushin. So the problem is, what are you talking about? There's a Gili Kosh, Shif Chorufa. So maybe in the Rashba we could say an Eitzah. It's the Baal Batash Eitzah. And later on maybe we'll say better, but for the meanwhile, maybe we could say a Pashat Eitzah. That the Rashba's kash on the Raivid is nechanami. According to Bitarak, he's not asking from Rodo. Or he's not asking Bachal, from all the Amorim will hold that that there is Kiddushin and Chatzis Shifcha and Chatzis Baschoren. There's no kasha. They have a Gil called Shifcha Rufa. His kasha is from Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says that there's no Kiddushin and Chatzis Shifcha and Chatzis Baschoren. And in Loch Shechodom, somebody's going to ask you from Rabbi Kiva, says Rav Sheshes, no Kalachetzel Rabbi Shmo. So Rav Sheshes is also, there's no kiddush in a chatzis shivcha and a chatzis baschar. Why not? There's no malach from shivcha ufa. Shivcha ufa says kalachetz l'Rabbi Shmuel. But l'maisa, how do you know there's no kiddush in a chatzis shivcha and a chatzis baschar? It's in Sfar. How do we know? Maybe there is. Maybe the chadish tehef, that's the chatzis baschar. Because it says yishuv l'chatzis yishuv. Well, what does Rav Sheshes hold about chetzich mekudeshes li? It's an open book question. Ain't a Mekudeshes. Sheshes of the Fesh. Kesheim. I think that's the lesson of Sheshes. Sheshes said, Omer of Sheshes, Keshem Shem Mekadosh Chatzis Ishein Mekudeshes, Kach Chatzis Shifcha V'Chetzis Baschorin Shins Kach Shein Kiddushet Kiddushet. whatever shifcharu for kala chetzah mishma. No, so Hashem tells beferish that there's no kiddushin neither in a chetzah shifcha and a chetzah vascharin, nor if you stam a kala shechatzah isha. So maybe the Rashi was kasha on the Ravid, it was from Hashem. According to you, Ravid, that you're telling me that when the gavra is not chazia, there's a svar to say that that's will only be memayit the gavra, like by Eved, like by ish, will only be memayit the gavra when he's a chatzah ish. But his kasha lechatzah imamish is fine. So how does that's what the Ravid holds. Ask the Rashba, so let's say the same thing by an Isha. No, not Laman the Omer that Shiv Chauf is a Chachi Shiv and Chachi Vaschar. Then there's a Gilikra. But he's asking, but what about according to the Amor holds there is no Gilikra? What about according to Hashashis? Hashashis doesn't have a Pasuk because he learns the Pasuk like Rav Yishmael. So according to Hashashis, we ought to say that, yeah, Chachi Shiv and Chachi Vaschar is Enim Kodeshis because the Gavra is not Chazia. But if you're Makadish Chachi Isha, should be Enim Kodeshis. And the that's not what Hashashis says. That's the Rashba Kashan right. That would be a Pasha Deitzah. It's a little bit tough because the Rashba didn't say that he's asking for Hashashis. Then the Rashba should speak out, I'm only asking for Hashashis. We'll see, maybe Behemshik will say better. But meanwhile, in the Rashba, we have perhaps a way to deal with the Rashba. What about the Ran? Let's think about the Ran. The Ran holds that Levi Yevi is Dafka. Many Rishonim hold Chatzis Shiv Chatzis Vaschorin is dafka to an Eved. So our question was, so what's Rav Sheshi saying? Imloch shechadim loymar. How are you putting things on the board? Stop, babies. Just to have a. The Rashba says that the Rupi is lavdavka. Yisrael, and the Ran, and many other Rishonim hold that is dafka levadi. Shivcha charufa. According to the Ran, is dafka levadi. Chetzi shivcha, chetzi baschorin, who's married to an levadi, which means that he has a chelik on both sides. He's mekadosh because the levadi can be married to the chetzi baschorin, but he also could have a yichud with the chetzi shivcha. So the question is, what do we do with the Gemara? The Gemara said, Rav Sheshi says, Hamekadosh chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschorin Yisrael, who's mekadosh chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschorin, ain't a mekudeshes. Rav Sheshi added, v'im loch shecha adam leimar, what about Rabbi Akiva? Kilu Rav Sheshi, Sheshi said, I hold if you're Makadosh Chatzis, Yisrael's Makadosh Chatzis, Shiva Chatzis, Mishchai, you're not Makudeshes, but in Losh Shechadim Loimer, what do you do with Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says that that's a Shiv Charufa, a Chetzi Shiv and a Chetzi Vaschoin, and the rest of Levit Ivri. So it's a Kasha and me. So Rabbi Shiv Sheshi says, Kala Chetzel Rabbi Shmo. Chayim is, I hold like Rabbi Shmo. But Rabbi Sheshi concedes that from Rabbi Kiva there's a problem. Why? Why is Rabbi Kiva a problem at all? Rabbi Kiva just said, "Echetzi shivcha, echetzi vascharin." If she's married to an Eved Ivri, she's married. There's a chiyuv shivcha. She's a shivcha chufa. But if she's married to Yisrael, Rabbi Kiva didn't talk about that. Maybe Yisrael Taka doesn't have kiddush in her because by Yisrael, he only has one half. That was the Rashba's raya that Eved Ivri is lavdafka. That was I didn't make up this raya. This is the Rashba's raya. The Rashba says that Rav Sheshes makes no sense. The Gemara of Rav Sheshes makes no sense if you learn that Levi Yevi is dafka. But the Ran learns that Levi Yevi is dafka. So what does the Ran do with Rav Sheshes? So what's the pasha answer? Svar, what's the pasha answer?
What? Is the,
tell me, yeah, go ahead.
Why is the second? Does Rav Yishmael agree to Rav Kiva? Sorry, does Rav Kiva agree to Rav Yishmael about everything that like it's shy for never to be to have some like special relationship with a shift of kindness or something is
I mean, there is a pasuk term. I don't know if it's my isha. I mean, there is.
Doesn't mean that there is like a chalais.
I don't know if we have to make a machlokes out of it. I think we don't have to make even a machlokes out of it. I think the pashut answer is that the rag would say. Yes, the chi of Asham is only if she's mureses to whatever did be. But as far as the tefisa's kiddushin is concerned, what is this case? We have a ches yeshiv and chatzim aschorin. She's married to an evadipi. So what is this? We have this lady. She's half shivcha, half baschorin. She can carry away a little bit. She's married to an evadipi. So what does the evadipi have in the baschorin part? Regular kiddushin. What does he have in the shivcha part? Yichud. Not really, it's not Kiddushin, she's a Shivchud, not Fis Kiddushin, a Shivchud, but he has a Yichud. The Rashba holds that this part's not important. The main part is that Fis is Kiddushin. A Yisro would have the same halacha, would also be Chayav Asham. And the Rav is Chayav, the Rav says, no, you have to have both halves. In order to have the Chayav Asham, you have to have Kiddushin in the Baschorin part, and you have to have Yichud in the Shivchud part. If it would be a Yisrael, if only had the kiddushin in the baschorin part and not the yichud in the shivcha part, then there wouldn't be a chiyuv asham. But I would suggest that that's only, the Ram would say that that's only for the chiyuv asham, because in order to have the chiyuv asham, it has to be that both halves of these ladies are b'chala iser. So he's being boiled a woman who the baschorin part is eishes yishmura, and even the shivcha part is also a miyuchedes levadibri. So there's also issues to somebody. So then you have to bring a carbon ocean. But if you're missing the yichud part because you're not an evadivri, then it's like you were bar ishu, it's half a baschare, but half kliyot. And for that there's no chiyuv asham. I mean, she's half eishes ish, but she's half kliyot. And for that there's no chiyuv asham, no chiyuv chatas either, because she's only half. Because so there's no chiyuv carbon at all. But as far as the tefisa's kiddushin is concerned, if we're being done, how are these kiddushin tefis? After all, she's a chatzi, only a chatzi baschar, she's a chatzi isha. What happened to the problem of isha, v'lei chatzi isha? So the Ran would say, for that, the yichud in the other half doesn't help. Because the yichud in the other half is not kiddushin. In the world of kiddushin, you're only doing kiddushin to a chatzi isha. What does it help? For the isha, v'lei chatzi isha part, which means you can only have tfisis kiddushin and isha shlema, and you can't have tfisis kiddushin and a chatzi isha, the fact that the other half has a yichud, yichud is not kiddushin. So that's like ma'ilav alay ma'irid. At the end of the day, it's kiddushin and a chatzi isha. So how does it help? Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's why Rabbi Sheshi said, imloch shechadam leimer, that this halacha of Rabbi Akiva really is against Rabbi Sheshi. Because Rabbi Akiva is saying you could have a tfisis kiddushin and a chatzi isha. That's good if you don't like those amarim. They can have tfisis kiddushin and a chatzi isha. But in a chatzi shifra and chatzi baschar, as long as lo shir b'kinyon. No. But according to Rabbi Shir of Sheshes, that if a Yisrael is mechadosh a chatzi shifra and chatzi baschar, and she's einam akudeshes because there's a problem of chatzi isha, then this tefisas kiddushin shouldn't work. It's not going to help that the other half has yichud levad ivri. So what? But leaning tefisas kiddushin, that yichud is not on the map. That yichud doesn't help for tefisas kiddushin. The tefisas kiddushin is still in a chatzi isha. Says of Sheshes, so that aloch is against me. Says of Sheshes Necharabi for Kalachetz of Rabbi Shom.
How do we know that the Yichud of Eishes is not a man?
Because it's not Kiddushin, since you're not a Bas Kiddushin. The Ran holds, or the Ran reads into it, the Ran would read of Sheshes, that this Yichud doesn't affect the din of Chatzi Isha. She's still a Chatzi Isha.
Well, what would be the aloch if a guy would, if a Ben Chorin was making a Chatzi Isha, Chatzi Bas Chorin, then she wouldn't be Chayyab, they would be Chayyab Misa?
Well, that's of Sheshes. Oh, for sure, Chayim Misa, it's not better than Evadipi, it's only Kiv Asham. So the Ran would say that since Evadipi is Davka, so if Yisrael was born a Chatzi Shivka and a Chatzi Baschorin, there won't be a Kiv Asham.
The Gemara, according to our Rishishas, or Akiva agrees that there is Tvisas Kiddushin.
Yeah, there's Tvisas Kiddushin, so but there won't be Asham.
There be?
Nothing, no Kiv Karban, because it's only half Eishas Ish. Can't bring half a carbon.
Would he be
chayav chenek? No, it's not chayav chenek. We'll talk about later why you're not chayav chenek. Kvegi says because it's only half the beer was also, so you're not chayav misa. Only chayav half misa. So
what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina of this description?
You need a get. Can you get?
Oh, is that the Pnei Yeshua? Is it right, the Pnei Yeshua?
Yeah, we're going to come to it. Okay, so that's a classic Pashuk of Halakha in the Ran. I think that's the Emes of Shatner. Well, the Ran holds a lot. The Ran holds Evanubi is Dafka in the world of Chiyav Oshom. The Ran is talking about Chiyav Oshom. The Ran is over there in Dafla Medvav about, you know, Bizman Bai Sheni, they were born a Shib Charufa, and they bought a Chiyav, they bought a Korban Oshom, and the Rishani were done, but you need Yovel in order to have an Evanubi, and a Shib Charufa has to be married to an Evanubi, So how is there Yovel? You know, how is there Evanubi with there was no Yovel? That's the discussion over there. It's the discussion about Korban Oshem. So the Ran says for Korban Oshem you have to have an Evanubi. Nechanan. But Rav Sheshet is not interested in Korban Oshem. Rav Sheshet wants to know if it's Tfisas Kiddushin. So he says here it says that an Evanubi has a Tfisas Kiddushin and a Chatzi Yishim. And for that matter, it says that he's stronger than Tfisas Kiddushin and a Chatzi Yishim. Because what's the difference for that? In that regard, an Evanubi is like any other Yisrael. That's Pashut Mahal Kanah. But the Rashi was chaluk. Because the Ran did bring a raya from Rav Sheshet that Evanubi is lavdafka. I said the Ran, I meant the Rashi. The Rashi and Lamed Vov, but it's again, but the Rashi is chaluk. The Rashi and Lamed Vov says that Evanubi is lavdafka. That's his answer for Bayi Sheni. You don't need Evanubi, lavdafka. The Evanubi is lavdafka, and his proof is from Rav Sheshet. Because Rav Sheshet said, "Um lachshach on the Moimar, Rabbi Kiva is against me." Says the Rashi, "What are you talking about? Rabbi Kiva is only talking about Eved Ivri, and Rav Sheshet is talking about Yisrael." Says the Rashi, "Well, it's a right that Eved Ivri is lav dafka." He doesn't have this kunst that I'm saying. It was the Rashi holds that if Eved Ivri would be dafka, Moses is not. But if Eved Ivri would be dafka, then this would not be analogous to Yisrael who's mekadesh shachatzi shenachatzi baschar. From the fact that Rav Sheshet made the analogy, I see that Eved Ivri is lav dafka. So we have a machlekes here between the Rashba and the Ran. According to the Ran, Evanubi is dafka, but it's still analogous to, as far as kiddushin is concerned, Evanubi is dafka in the world of Chiyav Oshom. But as far as kiddushin is concerned, it's still analogous to Yisrael is mekadesh shachatzi shenachatzi baschar, and that's how we read the Gemara. According to the Rashba, you can't read the Gemara that way. If Evanubi was dafka, then it would be different than Yisrael is mekadesh shachatzi shenachatzi baschar. And since Rav Sheshet said that it's the same, it must be that Evanubi is lav dafka. So what's the issue over here? This machlekes between the Rashi and the Ran. So I think the Rashi is l'shitasa. Mayor the Gazach. In Rabbi Akiva, you know, we have the silent that Rabbi is dafka not. In Rabbi Yishmael, we certainly have. Rabbi Shmuel says, "What's a shiv charufa? Shiv chaknaynis, hamiuchedis, levadivri." Pashtus over there, levadivri is for sure dafka. Pashtus. Rosh maybe, but we'll leave that alone right now. What does this word miyuchedes mean? In Rabbi Shmo. What does miyuchedes mean? Shifu kainis and miyuchedes levin. I mean, this is not like a rabbi mostly shifu kainis. The Gemara says, first Gemara says muresis. Gemara says, my muresis? No muresis till shibai shifu kainis. My muresis miyuchedes. What's miyuchedes? Well, how do they do this to the secret exactly? Did anybody see the Rashba? That I know I gave this memo. So we have to have a WhatsApp. We need to have something. I need to have a way that I don't see right away the Mayim Mekhenes that I want you to see. I don't give a lot of Mayim Mekhenes. But the ones that I give, I give. The Rashba says in Gittin, I'm there in Mangim. Mayim Uresis Miyuchedes. I'll read to the Rashba. Pirish. Miuchedes bekiddushin. He's going to Rabbi Shmuel. Shifa kainis ha miuchedes levadivri. Miuresis miuchedes bekiddushin. Afal pisha einam kiddushin klal. Even though it's not a valid kiddushin, because we're going in the tanit Rabbi Shmuel. Because we're going in the tanit Rabbi Shmuel. Im kiddushi Yisrael. If Yisrael will be mekadosh, will be nothing, because you dachas shifa kainis. Ve'afilu b'shekiddushin evadivri einam kiddushin gemurim. And even if the evadivri is mekadosh, it's really also not a good kiddushin because. Not kiddushin gemurah because you don't have tfisas kiddushin in shifra knayis. Mikol nokem yichud oise lischayev habo leba oshem. Vahayinu dekor leimu restus. It's a mitzvah kiddushin l'gabi chivosh. Aval b'yichud b'yam olav klum. Any brings your wife in one of the days, the rabbi will just have that rabbi to move along. The rashi is mechadish. That the din of shifra kainis and yichedis led a bit of it. Going to Rabbi Shmuel. That the definition of shifra kainis and yichedis led a bit of it, the yichud is not with a yichud b'yam. What we would think of as a yichud b'yam. The yichud is with the ma'isa kiddushin. And even though it's not a real ma'isa kiddushin, kiddushin is not tarifus. The rabbi doesn't need a get. He doesn't need a get. But for chiv oshom, Rabbi Shmuel's shita is for chiv oshom, it's enough. If a shifra kainis is mekudeshes to an eved ivri, luzanu kaim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, a shifra charufa, that it's called, that it's mild in the chiv oshom. That's the shita of Rashi. The Rashi holds a yichud ba'am is nothing. There's nothing as yichud ba'am. Yichud means kiddushin, but it's a special kind of kiddushin. It's a mitzvah kiddushin. I don't need to have a name for it. It's a pseudo kiddushin. It's the kiddushin le'inyan chiyuv oshem that a should, that an eved ivri could have in a shikha
kainis. So
you're
saying that you're doing the eved ivri
chayis, the ma'isik kiddushin? Yeah, it's a ma'isik kiddushin. It's kiddushin. The eved ivri is makadushin. And even though a virus is not a regular kiddushin, she doesn't need a get. I mean, the Rashi has to say those words, but presumably she doesn't need a get.
The Rashi was saying, if you move the shikha kiddushin eved ivri, then it wouldn't work and it would just be yichud.
If what?
Doesn't the Rashi say, "Afilu b'shekidcha eved ivri"? That's saying that you have to.
You have to. Yeah, yeah. You see, from the Hemshik, he brings your eye from the Hemshik and Ogemar Mebeis. Oichul pasul leinitun. He learns the pasuk that way. Oichul pasul leinitun lo. That we're talking about there was kiddushin, and therefore, had she been a chul pasul, then there would have been a, she would have been aishas. She should have been with the chivmis. That's the Rashi. So tremendous chiddush this Rashi. That there's a kind of kiddushin that a shifu kindness could have to never do. Mimela. So now this is the Rashba, and this is a chiddush. This is the Das Yochel of the Rashba. I don't know any other Rishon who says this, but according to the Rashba. Now this is the world of Rabbi Shmuel. Let's go back to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says a shifcha harufa is a chatzi shifcha and a chatzi basharin, whose mores is to an eved ivri. Now the Rashba says eved ivri is lav dafka. It means to Yisra. And therefore, the active ingredient here is the basharin part. The shifcha part is really irrelevant. The Yisra had nothing in the shifcha. But the Rashba entertains, but what would be if eved ivri was dafka? So had Eved Ivri been Dafka, in the world of the Rashba, if Eved Ivri had been Dafka, so what would he have in the Chatzi Shivcha?
Kiddushin.
Because in the Rashba's world, Yichud means Kiddushin. There's no such thing as Yichud Ba'alma. Yichud means Kiddushin. So in the world of the Rashba, had Eved Ivri been Dafka, then the definition of a Shivcha Haruf will be a woman who has Kiddushin both halves of her. Have kiddushin to the eved ivri, of course, not in an equal way. The chatzi bascharim part has kiddushin, regular kiddushin. The chatzi shivcha part would only have pseudo kiddushin, chiyav oshem to kiddushin. But it would be kiddushin in the whole isha. Mela, see where we're headed now. Let me tell me where we're headed. According to the Rashba, if eved ivri was dafka, Rashba wants to prove that it's not. But had eved ivri been dafka, would it be analogous to the case of Yisrael, who was Mechadish Chatzis Shifcha and Chatzis Basharin? Would it be analogous to Rav Sheshis' case? Not at all. Rav Sheshis is talking about a case where you're Mechadish half an Isha. It's Isha B'lei Chatzis Isha. Shifcha Harufa, even Rabbi Kiva's Shifcha Harufa, she's totally Mekudeshis to the Eved Ivri. I mean, not on equal levels. You know, totally, one half is total Kiddushin, the other half is pseudo Kiddushin, but there would be a Kiddushin in both halves. So what's Rav Sheshis saying? Loch Shechadam Leimar. What's the Loch Shechadam Leimar? It's apples and oranges. Says the Rashba, it must be that what? Says the Rashba and Daflam and Rav. It must be that Eved Ivri is lav dafka. And according to Rabbi Kiva, I don't need an Eved Ivri. Even Yisrael, who is Mekadosh Achatzi Shifcha and Achatzi Bascharin, and he only has therefore a relationship with the Bascharin part, would also be called the Shifcha Charufa. That's why Rav Sheshis said, "Lo Shechadam Leino." And that's why the Rashba thought that there's a proof over here that Eved Ivri is lav dafka. Mashenkin the Ran holds like the pastus that yichud when Eved Ivri is just a yichud be'alma, but nothing to do with kiddushin. So the Ran holds she has to be a miyuchedes and everybody. For the chiyuv asham, he has to have a relationship with both sides. But as far as tfisas kiddushin is concerned, the tfisas kiddushin is only one half. That's exactly for that. As far as kiddushin is concerned, it's no different than Yisrael is mekadosh and chatzis for the chatzis v'esherin, and that's what Rav Sheshes said. Lo shechadim lev. Rav Sheshes can't deal with Rav Yechiel. Glad everybody's jumping.
Rav Yechiel, sorry, I understand why I know according to the Ran it is a good giloy in our case, but can you explain more time why according to the Rash, but it ended up not being a good giloy?
Look, let's start the other way around. We have a machlekes. The Rashba and the Ran is evidently dafka not in Rabbi Akiva. The Rashba says la dafka. The Rashba says it could be a Yisrael. And the Ran says no, it's dafka not evidently. The Rashba's proof is from Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes said that if Yisrael, is mekadosh a chatzis shikur and a chatzis vascharin, so she's ainu mekudeshes. And Rav Sheshes himself said that doesn't really work well with Rabbi Akiva. How do you explain Shifa Charufa? So Rav Sheshes answers, well, Kalu Chetzel Rabbi Yishmael. The Ran, so the question is, so what does the Ran do with that? The Ran holds everybody is dafka. So what does Rabbi Yishmael, what does Rav Sheshes mean when he says, what's the comparison? Here with Sheish is talking about Yisrael, and Rabbi Akiva is talking about an Eved Ivri. So I said before, the answer is that the Ran would hold that I only need an Eved Ivri for the Chiyuv Asham, because he asked that both ladies have to be Bechal Yisrael. But as far as Tfisas Kiddushin is concerned, it makes no difference if he's an Eved Ivri or Yisrael. Because even if he's an Eved Ivri, all he has in the Shivcha is a Yichud B'Alma. Tfisas Kiddushin is only in a Chatzish. And since Rav Sheshes is only busy with Tfisas Kiddushin, he doesn't care about Asham, he cares about Tfisas Kiddushin. So Rav Sheshes says, look, Yisrael is Makadosh Chatzis Yisha, it's Ein HaMekudeshes. I in Eved Ivri is Makadosh Shivcha Charufa, and according to Rabbi Akiva, she's Mekudeshes. How does that work? And there's no, it's only, as far as Kiddushin is concerned, he only has half of her. So he says, no, Kalach Yitzel Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva doesn't work so. So we have here a Machlekes between the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba holds that if Eved Ivri was Dafka, then it would be totally different than if Eved Ivri was dafka, then this would not be a chatzi isha kiddushin. It wouldn't be like Rav Sheshes, and that's a proof there for the not dafka. And the Ran says that Eved Ivri is dafka, but as far as kiddushin is concerned, it's still a chatzi isha the kiddushin. So the kitzur, the machlekes comes out. What's emerging is we have machlekes in the Rashba and the Ran. If Eved Ivri was dafka, I want to stress the Rashba holds that it's not dafka. This is part of his proof. But if Eved Ivri was dafka, according to the Ran, that would still be called the Mekadosh Chatzis Isha. According to the Rashba, if Eved Ivri was dafka, then it would be called it was Mekadosh Nisha Shleima. And that's a proof that it must be that it's lav dafka, because Rav Sheshes calls this a Chatzis Isha. I said, it's L'shitosam. Or the Rashba, it's L'shitosam. Because what does Yichud mean? The Rashba holds that Yichud means, like in Rabbi Shmuel we know, that the Rashba holds that Yichud means Kiddushin. It's a pseudo Kiddushin. It's a Kiddushin only for Chiyuv Asham. But it is a Kiddushin. So therefore, according to the Rashba, if Eved Ivri was Dafka in Rabbi Akiva, then this would be an Isha Shlema, in which he has different levels of Kiddushin. And since Rabbi Sheshes calls it a Chatzi Isha, that's a proof that Eved Ivri is Lav Dafka. Whereas according to the Ran, Eved Ivri is Dafka, but it's still only Kiddushin and a Chatzi Isha, because in the other half, all he has is Yichud B'Alma. Yichud B'Alma is not Kiddushin.
She's still only a Chatzi Isha's Ish. That yichud, no, but the yichud doesn't make it an ish. The yichud just is mechayev and osham. I mean, it's not a kiddushin that creates any chalois kiddushin. It's just like a mechanism that creates a chiyuv osham.
It is kiddushin. It's not kiddushin on level as mechayev.
But it's not a function of kiddushin. As the only.
No, it is, but it's some kind of kiddushin. It's some kind of kiddushin. It's a mix. It's kiddushin. It's some kind of kiddushin. Enough to be mechayev. It's a mechudish to kiddushin.
Well, I could say it's only mechayev a chiyuv osham, but doesn't make her an eishes ish. So she's still in it, a chatzi eishes ish.
Yeah, but that's certainly possible to say that since he has some kind of kiddushin in both halves, that's not the chisaron of chatzi isha. That's not called a chatzi isha. Chatzi isha is if the other half is pongo, is a pnuyo. But if the other half is also mikud mekudeshes, even at a different level, but both halves are kiddushin. This is a kiddushin of chiyuv asham. This is a kiddushin that the latzach get. But the ma'aser, this kiddushin of both halves, that's not called the chatzi isha. I mean, it all stems. Why should I make it not stem? my system is that that's why the Rashi and Luchi is like that. Once we're here, we can go a step further. But this itself, I think, this is very, the chedim is very, very strong. Go a step further. Let's go back to Rosh Hashanah. A little bit, possibly shocking the word. Rosh Hashanah said, "Kadosh Chatzisha, no good. Einam Kudeshes. Kim Loch Shech Adam Leimer. What do you do with Rabbi Kiva? Eizah Shech Harufa." Who says that no, it means a shiv harufa am yuchedes levity. So does Rosh Hashanah mean I hold like Rabbi Yishmael? How does the pasuk that? You say I hold like Rabbi Yishmael, I don't just think with Rabbi Kiva, but I hold like Rabbi Yishmael. Look closely at the lashon of the Gemara. It's kind of not matching that way. If you have the Gemara, give me. But I'll read it to you. Amr Rav Sheshes, Kishem Shem Mekadosh Chatzis Sheinu Mekadoshes, Kach Kesh Shifu B'Chesed B'Aschoren, Ein Kiddushen Kiddushen. V'im Loch Shecha Odom Leimar, Eizu Shifu Charufu, Zu Chetsh Shifu B'Chesed B'Aschoren, Hamu Reses Le'evad Ivri, Alma Basis Rusihu. Emeloi, so far no bombshells, Emeloi, Kalach Eitzel Rav Yishmael, Shoyimir B'Shifu Knainis, Hamu Reses Le'evad Ivri, the Torah is talking about. Frankly, my shiv knaynis basis susiu. El mayis lech lemeimer may mureses miuchedes. One more line. Hochenami may mureses miuchedes. What's that last line? Hochenami may mureses miuchedes. What's he referring to? He said kalachet susu. I hold like Avishua. What's the hochenami may mureses miuchedes? What do the words mean? What's the hochenami? Sounds like the Gemara is saying the Rav Sheshes is not, if those lines are those lines, that last line sounds like Rav Sheshes is not simply saying I hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Sheshes is turning around and saying, look at Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that a shiv chufa miyuchedes levadiv, that it's not really kiddushin over here. It's just a miyuchedes levadiv. It's a pseudo kiddushin or whatever. It's just a yichud ba'alma. So Mimela says Rabbi Shmuel, therefore, Hochanami, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that a Shifra Charufa is a Chetzi Shifra and a Chetzi Bascharin, Hamu Reses Levad Ivri, Maimu Reses, it's only a Miuchedus. That's what the words sound like, before we even think what it means. But the words sound like that Rabbi Sheshes is saying, I see from Rabbi Shmuel that Mureses means Miuchedes. So Chanami and Rabbi Akiva, the words Mureses, because Rabbi Akiva said Mureses, the word Mureses means Miuchedes. Now, what could that mean? Because, after all, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a Basharin in whom he has real Kiddushin L'Chayim. And also, according to the Rashba, we're not even talking about Eved Ivri, we're talking about Yisrael. Eved Ivri is Lavdafka. So, by any Yisrael, what kind of Miuchedes do you have? It's very problematic. This last line in Rav Sheshes is very problematic. So, when I first read the Gemara, I didn't even see it because I thought, okay, you're saying I'm not like Rabbi Akiva. But and Rashi's also got a Mashma that way, that last line. Rashi says, Emeloi, you know, Im Loch Shechad Emeloi, Emeloi, says Rashi. V'chitzover ata shem eris and mamish. In loch shechad noyma loyma from Rabbi Akiva, tell him v'chitzover ata shem eris and mamish. He's going to Rabbi Akiva. In loch shechad noyma. What about the brayse? What about the? I don't know. It's a mishnah brayse. What about Rabbi Akiva who says that ezu shif charufa is a chatsi shif and chatsi basfoda have mures levad ivri emeloi? Answer Rashi. V'chitzover ata shem eris and mamish. Kalachetzel Rabbi Shmuel. You see, there's not eris and mamish. It's clear in Rashi. We're learning from Rabbi Shmuel back to Rabbi Akiva that this is also not Eris and Mamish. So it's only Miuchedness. So what does that mean? So I'll tell you the truth. According to the Rana, I don't know what it means. But according to the Rashba, I think it means the following. Remember, the Rashba holds that miyuchedes means a pseudo kiddushin, a kiddushin l'inyan chiyuv hashem. That's what's my miyuchedes, my mureses miyuchedes. It's not a real kiddushin l'atzich get. It's just a, it's a pseudo kiddushin l'inyan chiyuv hashem. So I think what Rav Sheshes is saying is that likewise in Rabbi Akiva, everybody's lav dafka, Yisrael, who is mekadosh a chatzi shifrin and a chatzi vascharin, and there's a chiyuv hashem, Torah says she's chayuv hashem. And the Gemara thought, it's a real Erisin. You see that you see you can be Makadish Chatzi Ishu, Chatzi Ishu. Says Rabbi Yisheishes, no, it's not a real Erisin. It's a pseudo Erisin, only by Inachi Yavosham. And if Yisrael is Makadish Chatzi Shif and Chatzi Baschoren, not even have a difference. Yisrael is Makadish Chatzi Shif and Chatzi Baschoren, she's Eina Makudeshes. Like Rabbi Yisheishes said, you don't need a get. She's, but she is Miuchedes. That she needs to be, they have to bring the chiyuv hashem. Remember, it's, the Rashi of Shittosi, it all works out. I don't know how the Ram learns this last line of the Gemara. Because according to the Ram, yichud means, you know, a rabbi moisel is shivcha knayis. What would that mean in the case of a, what would that mean up here? I don't know how the Ram, in the Ram it's a plunk, I don't know how to untangle it in the Ram. I'm not even going to get into the tangle because I don't want to get out of the tangle. But in the Rashi, I think the Gemara is very dishma. The Gemara is saying, Shivcha Knainis HaMiyuchedes HaVadivri means there's such a thing as a pseudo kiddushin for Chiyuv Hashem, but it's not a real kiddushin l'hatzrich get. Says so Hochanami, says Rav Sheshes. When you asked me from Rabbi Akiva, who says that a Yisrael, because remember the Rashi says HaVadivri is lavdafka. When a Yisrael is Mekadosh Chatzi Shivcha and Chatzi Baschoren, Lizeh Mekayim Shivcha Charufa. She's Mureses. There's Tfisis Kiddushin. How can there be Tfisis Kiddushin? I hold there's no Tfisis Kiddushin in a Chatzi Yisho. The answer is my Mureses Miyuchedes. That's the Chiddush HaTorah in Rabbi Akiva. That if you're Mekadosh, a Chatzi Shifcha and a Chatzi Baschoren, so even though she's a Chatzi Isha, and in a Chatzi Isha you can't have regular Kiddushin, because Torah said Isha b'lo Chatzi Isha, but it creates enough to have a pseudo Kiddushin l'inyan Chiyuv Hashem.
Maybe this is Taka the Rashi that everybody brings left out.
Yeah, Nechami, Kol Zanichnas B'Divrei Rav Sheshes. This is all part of Rav Sheshes. The Rav Sheshes, the Zog is Inachami. It all goes into the...
Instead of the Shita that Rabbi said from Yichud being partial Kiddushin, I think this is a more Mukach reason to read Evid Ivra's Lavdafka.
Yeah, but I think this only makes sense if Yichud is... Even this, what I'm saying now, only makes sense because Yichud is a partial Kiddushin. Because we're bringing Rabbi Shmuel as a model that you can have a Kiddushin that's only Kiddushin for Chiyuv Hashem. That only makes sense if this is Kiddushin. So the whole thing only works in the Rashba's world. If you don't learn Yuchedes means Kiddushin, then this Mahalach in the Gemara doesn't make any sense. What are we comparing Kiddushin and Chatzi Shifcha to Chatzi Baschoren to Rabbi Shmuel's Yichud of a Shifcha to an Evidim? So I don't know how the Rambam's going to learn the last line of the Gemara. Maybe he wasn't going to that last line of the Gemara, the Hochanan. Maybe he just learned Kalach Yishmael, I hope like Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe he didn't have that Hochanan. But Rashi clearly had it. I don't know if the Ram learned over that anybody doesn't have it, so I don't know. I don't know how the Ram learns the last line of the
Wasn't the Ram only in Rabbah Bar Akuna that he wanted to say to Gil and Kara from Rabbi Akiva? And Achanami or Sheshes
learned? Yeah, but it's hard to believe that the Ram.
Sheshes learned Rabbi Akiva.
No, but
from everyone else. He says that Rabbah Bar Akuna holds
that. And Rabbah Sheshes holds everybody who's left after. I mean, that gets very complicated. Maybe there's ways to go down with it. But I want to bring out the following. If this is true, I might go a few minutes over today. People have Bible? What? I'll go fast. If this is true, so I think it's a gewaldige rebbe, it's a tremendous rebbe. It comes out like this. The Rav Sheshes is not holding, doesn't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Sheshes just piggybacked Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Sheshes learned out from Rabbi Shmuel that the din of the kiddushin that you're going to have in a chatzi shifcha and a chatzi baschoren, it's kiddushin and a chatzi isha, but it's only for a chiyuv hashem. That's Rav Sheshes is chatzi mekadosh chatzi isha and chatzi baschoren. She's not mekudesh. There is a chiyuv hashem, but she's not mekudesh in the chatzi shifcha. Agav urcha. In Rosh it says beferish, and I thought it's a shver Rosh, but this is the answer. We don't have time to see the Rosh. The Rosh says beferish that according to Rav Sheshes, if you're Makadosh a Chatzi Shifcha and a Chatzi Baschoren, you have to bring an Osher. And Ashkoff Rishon, it's a Sitter, where do you get that from? Osher. Teretz's, because he learned it every day. It's lav dafka. And it says that, and it's therefore it's said. But then he means that the Rosh says with him, Sheshes agrees that according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to, you know, it says everything in the Rosh, really. It's implicit in the Rosh. The Rosh says Sheshes could agree with Rabbi Akiva. If you're Makadosh, a Chatzi Shiva and a Chatzi Baschairin, you have to bring a Chiyav Osho, but you don't need a get. The kids, it says this in the Rosh. What emerges from what I'm saying now, it says in the Rosh that according to Rabbi Sheshes, Rabbi Akiva is true. Yisrael, who's Makadosh, a Chatzi Shifcha and a Chatzi Baschairin, brings a Chiyav Osham, because that's the Pasha of Shifcha Charufa. But nonetheless, as Rabbi Sheshes, that's not a Kasha on me, because I hold that that's only for Chiyav Osham, but not Lahasrach Get. And where does it say that in the Gemara? That's the Ochanami, the last line of the Gemara. That my miyuched, this is my miyures, is miyuched. The Rosh is my mishal derech, the Rosh. So now, if that's the case, it comes out like this. That the machlekes between Rosh Sheshes and the other Amarayim is not, do we hold our Rabbi Akiva or do we not hold our Rabbi Akiva? Everybody holds our Rabbi Akiva. That a Chatzi Shifcha and a Chatzi Baschairin is a Yisrael, and really lav dafka never divri, according to Rashi, but a Yisrael who is Makadosh, a Chatzi Shifcha and a Chatzi Baschairin. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's a Shifcha Charufa. The machlokes between Rav Sheshes and the other Amirayim about the Makadosh, a Chatzi Isha is a good Kiddush or not, you need to get a Kiddush or not, it's not a machlokes, they all agree that she's a Shifcha Charufa. They all agree that a Yisrael who is Makadosh, a Chatzi Shifcha and a Chatzi Baschairin is a Shifcha Charufa and she has to bring a Korban Oshem. The machlokes is, but does she need a get? The other Amirayim say, yes, she needs a get. Because it's Kiddush and Gemurah, it's not called the Chatzi Isha. And Rabbi Sheshes says, she doesn't need a get. It's only a pseudo kiddushin. It's a pseudo kiddushin in Chiyav Hashem. Just like, and that's what he brought from Rabbi Shmuel. Just like in Rabbi Shmuel, it's not a real kiddushin. It's only a pseudo kiddushin for Chiyav Hashem. So even in Rabbi Akiva, it's not a real kiddushin. It's only a pseudo kiddushin for Chiyav Hashem. That's the case. So now we could wonder, we could clear. So now is the machlekes of Sheshes and the Rabbanim a machlekes? Does it come from how to read the pasuk? Or is it a machlekes in Svara? I mean, maybe it impinges on how to read the pasuk. Could very well be that the machlekes now is not, do we hold like Rabbi Akiva, do we not hold like Rabbi Akiva? Is there a Gili Kra? Is there no Gili Kra? There's for sure no Gili Kra. Because all it says in Torah is that if a Yisrael is Makadosh, a Chatzi Shifcha, and a Chatzi Baschairin, he brings a Chiyav Osham, a Korban Osham. But it doesn't say she needs a get, it doesn't say it's Kiddushin Gemur. Says Rav Sheshes, it's not Kiddushin Gemur because it's Rosh of Chatzi Isha, Isha of Chatzi Isha. It's only for a Chiyav Osham. And there is such an animal, you see from Rishmol, such an animal, as a Kiddushin for a Chiyav Osham. The other Amorim agree to that. That from the Parsha of Shifcha Charufa, I don't know that this day you need a get. Maybe it's only for a Chiyav Osham. After all, you see that Rabbi Shmuel is such a thing. They just told him Svara, that since it's Leishir B'Kinyoni, she's not called the Chatzi Isha, and Mela she has Kiddushin Gemur. So the Machlekes of Sheshes and the other Meroyim has no Gili Kra. There's no Raya from Shifcha Charufa one way or another. Mela Chazanu to the Rashba's Kasha on the Raivid. The Rashba is on the Raivid, according to you, the Raivid, maybe the whole Pasuk of Isha B'Chatzi Isha is only for Chatzi Shifcha and Chatzi Baschar, and it's not available to tell me the din of Chetzech Mekudesh. So I guess, what are you talking about? It's not, we have a Gili Kra of Shifcha Charufa. The Torah tells me you can be Mekadosh and Chatzi Isha. There's no such Gili Kra. It doesn't say anywhere in Gemara that there's a Gili Kra, that in the Pasuk of Shifcha Charufa there's a Gili Kra one way or another. It says in Shifcha Charufa that if you're Makadosh and Chatzi Isha, you have to bring a Chiyav Osham. It doesn't say you need a get. It doesn't say it's Kiddushin Gemur. Maybe it's only on the level of Miyuchedes. So that's a Machlekes in Svara between Rosh Sheshes and the Amorim. It's a Machlekes about the Drush of Yishuv al-Chatzi Isha. Rosh Sheshes darshan is Yishuv al-Chatzi Isha, and the other Amorim don't. And la halacha we pass in that we don't darshan Yishuv al-Chatzi Isha. Affect the Rashba, why not? According to the Bible, we should. After all, we have a choice. What do we do with the pasuk Yishuv al-Chatzi? We use it for chetzich mekudeshesli and not for chetzich shifcha and chetzich baschairin. Let's darshan the other way around. Let's darshan for chetzich shifcha and chetzich baschairin and not for chetzich shifcha. Do me the evidibri. Do me the chetzich ish. This is kash on the right. Because our whole problem in the Rav was, our whole problem in the Rashba was, what are you talking about? There's a gili kro by shifcha charufa. The answer is there's no gili kro. Yeah, Rav Sheshes said, I haven't been there's a gili kro. But Rav Sheshes slugged up the Gili Kra. He said, no, for the Pasuk is no Raya. Maybe it's only for a Chiyav Osham. And tell them, around, don't argue on it. They just hold it that there's no Drosha. There's no Drosha of Chatzi Isha. want to say one more thing. Can I? If guys have to leave, I have to leave. You know. So it'll be in the notes. Comes out like this. It comes out from this discussion, at least in the Rashba, that there's a new concept of kiddushin for chiyuv oshel. You see, Rabbi Shmuel. This is kiddushin. Yuchad is going to Rashba means kiddushin. It's not a real kiddushin. It's not. That doesn't require a get. It's a pseudo kiddushin le'inyan that you have to bring a chiyuv oshel. And according to Sheshes, you see it also. That's how Sheshes understands in Rabbi Kiva. That if an Eberivri or Ladafka Eberivri, anybody who's Makarish, a Shivchan, Chatzi Baschoyin, the Kiddushin is Chal, but not Lahatzrich Get, she's Eilim Kodeshis. The Kiddushin is Chal, the Inyan that she has to, that you have to bring a Chiyavashim. There's a concept of Kiddushin, the Inyan Chiyavashim. So in the Rosh, it's befinished. The Rosh says that according to our Sheshes, if Yisrael is Makarish, Chatzi Shivchan, Chatzi Baschoyin, she's Eilim Kodeshis, but she has to, we have to bring a Chiyavashim. This Yisrael says in we're chesed to get out of Rashi, but it says really in Rosh. The way we worked out, maybe that's the chor comes out of the sugya. The way Rashi also learned the sugya that comes out of that hachanami, that last line of the Gemara. Which went out of the run ahead or not. So now I was thinking, yesh lachkar, lidi dung. We don't hold like our sheishes. We pass in like the other meroyim, like the chizda, like the meroyim basroi. That if you're mekaber shachatzi shifchen, achatzi bascharin. She is Mekudeshes. Meaning, you need a get. But if somebody's a boiler, what kind of carbon do they bring? Somebody was a boiler, Chatzi Shifu and Chatzi Baschai, what carbon do they have to bring? Not only Chivoshim. Otherwise, every Shifu Chavufa would be Chayim Chatzis, I'll say Shazish. Even according to the Rosh speaks exactly there. Even the halacha that the kiddushin is type is in the chatzis shifchan and the chatzis basharin, she's mekudeshes, but the bar of the chi of carbon is only a carbon oshin, because she's no more chomer than a shifcha haruf. In fact, she basically according to the Rashba that everybody is lavdaf, because she is a shifcha haruf. And even if everybody is dafka, that means even more. That means that in order to have the chiyoshim, she has to be an evidibri. Has to be an evidibri to boot, so that he has a yichud with the chatzi shivcha. Yeah, but anyway, we're not in the Rambam's world. We're in the Rashi's world. Evidibri is lafta. So what that means, this is a shivcha chayufa. So it's only a chiyoshim. It's a different level, different kind of chiyuv karma. For that matter, is she chayiv? She chayiv miso. No, Shivcha Ruf is a Chayim Miso. Chayim Malkus. She gets Malkus, he gets a Chiyuv Karbon. There's no Chiyuv Miso. So now Yesh Lodum, this Kiddushin that you have in a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschar, again, the halacha that you do need to get. So it is Kiddushin. But it's obviously not the regular Kiddushin, it's only Chiyuv Oshom, and it's not Chayim Miso, Chayim Malkus, only her, not him. So is this type of regular Kiddushin? Or is it also a kiddushin mechudish deki kiddushin, a chiyuv oshem deki kiddushin? Now, not so much like a sheishes that you don't need to get. A lot of you do need to get. Halacha, we all you do need to get mekudeshes. A dying yesh lodum. This kiddushin that needs a get, is it the regular kiddushin, or is it the or is it a different kind of kiddushin? It's kiddushin the Torah is mechadish by shivcha charuf. It needs a get. According to the other Amoraim, it needs a get. Because they learn that there's no drasha isha or chatz isha, it needs a get. But nonetheless, the Torah gave it special halachas. So maybe the Torah tells me that this is shiv chayuv de kiddushin. It needs a get, but it's not. It's still a different parashat kiddushin than the regular kiddushin. So it could be some chaykes rish achrayin. Rabbi Kenig is done in the Chuvas in Simin Kuf Ayin Aleph. Kega Taka asks, why by a chatzis shivcha and a chatzis, why by shivcha harufa or a chatzis shivcha chatzis baschoyin? He says, why aren't you chayim miso? Half of it is an esh halacha. We hold this tefisas kiddushin. Why not chayim miso? So Kega says, you're not chayim miso because the bia was only half in an esh. Half the ma'aseh bia was mutter. Half the ma'aseh bia was in the pnuyah. So it lacks in the Maisa Bir. It's kind of a Chatsi Bir. But the Chatsi Eishes Ish, the Chatsi Baschoren is Eishes Gmur. So why are you Chayim Misa? That's just because you only did half the Aver being Boil in Eishes Ish. Because it's mixed up over here, half an Eishes Ish and half an Eishes Ish. So even though Kedushin is Teufis, so he was a Boil a woman who's half Eishes Ish, but that means the Maisa Bir was half an Eishes Ish, half an Eishes Ish. It lacks in the Maisa Bir is only 50% Eishes Ish. So mainly he's popped him from Misa. It says in this Rabbi Kiveg, it says in Rabbi Kiveg that it's a regular Eishes Ish. The half that's an Eishes Ish is a regular Eishes Ish. It ought to be Chayav Misa. He's just off the hook because he has in his Maisa Bir, he can't be boiled one half without being pagay in the other half. So mele, he's not Chayav Misa. But Lu Yitzur, he could be boiled only the half Eishes Ish part, then he would be Chayav Misa. On the other hand, and this is regularly. They say that the Pneshua seems to be chayav because that's the famous Pneshua we talked about at the beginning of the year. The Pneshua asks, why is Kiddushin not Teufis in a Shiva Chayav? After all, she only allowed. It's not Chayav Chorus, not Chayav Misa. So how come, why can't, if you have a Shiva Chayav, and that, it's clear in the Gemara, Kiddushin not Teufis in a Shiva, but why is Kiddushin not Teufis in a Shiva Chayav? Kiddushin's Teufis in Chayav Lav. So this is the famous Yisrael of Pneshua, remember? That this kiddushin not taifas and eishes ish not because of the chiyuv karis only, but because since she's koni to one person, she can't be koni to anybody else. The chatzi baschon is already koni to Reuven; it can't become koni to Shimon. But that means to have the chaim aver. The chaim aver is not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv karis. I'd count the pay sure. If you have a kveg, the chas doesn't start. The chatzi baschon is eishes ish gemura. It's chayim misa even. Just you can't ever be chayim misa because you're always going to be boil half the other lady too. So you can't be chayav chorus also because you always going to be boil half the other lady too. But the half that's married is married completely. So how can you have tefisas kedushin in that half? That half is chayav chorus. You're never going to be chayav chorus for being boiled her because it's always mixed up. You're only going to be able, only 50% of the ma'aseh is going to be involved. But that half is a regular eishes ish, no different than any other eishes ish, but etzem it's a chayav chorus. You see that the Yeshua understood that half is not an eishes ish. It's not a regular Eishes Ish. It's a Mechudish Dika Eishes Ish of Shiv Charufa. It's a Shiv Charufa Dika Eishes Ish. It's a lower level of Tfisas Kiddush. So it seems to be a Machlekes. The Sofak emerges out of this Shita Sarash. You know, again, if you have the Ran Shita, that Miuchedes is only means Tashifa Be'alma, and that's nothing to do with Kiddushin, and I don't know what else with the last night of the Gemara about the Achanami, then none of these Sfakas arise. It's all in the world of the Rashba that the Gemara is saying there's such a thing as a kiddushin that's only le'in chiyuv osha. So zeh nice and welcome lord. I guess even the Rambam really could be done, but in the Rashba it's especially zeh nice and welcome lord. We don't hold that gavsheshes. We hold that the kiddushin over here is nechem is matzich haget. But a dying yesh lehistavik, even though this kiddushin is matzich haget, but maybe this much we do agree that it's still a mechudish deke shiv charuva deke kiddushin. It's not the regular kiddushin v'haraya yachay misa. It's not a riot. You're not chayav misa mitzvah b'maaseh bir. Come. So this is the nekuda that I'm trying to get to is that if we would say that it's not a regular kiddushin, it's only a shiva charufa de kiddushin. Even if you hold not like a sheshes, that you do need a get, but it's not a regular kiddushin. It's a new kiddushin mechudoshim of the parsha shiva charufa. So I thought that would shed a lot of light on Rashi's understanding of Poki Kiddushin Rishon or Gamri Kiddushin Rishon. And Gemara says, it can't stay the same. It has to be either Poki or Gamri. And Rashi, what's the side of Poki? Well, she's Kotin Shalel. So first of all, what's Kotin Shalel? Well, she's yours. The half that's a Baschor is not a yours. The other half's a yours. But this half is why she's Kotin Shalel. And what's the side of Gamri? Rashi only explains the side of Poki. Doesn't explain the side of Gamri at all. The whole thing is Sosom and Chosom. So I thought, with this we'd understand. In a Chatzi Shivcha and a Chatzi Baschor, it means a Chatzi Isha, you have kiddushin. We all not like a sheishes. There is thesis kiddushin. You need to get, but it's a mechudish to kiddushin that the Torah was mechadish by a shifa charufa. It's a kiddushin for chiyav osham. L'hashich get also, but it doesn't have a chiyav misa. It doesn't have a chiyav karis. It has a different carbon, not a chiyav katas. It's a chiyav osham. It's a special. It's a different kind of kiddushin than a regular noshim have. So it means in a chatz isha, there's a different kind of kiddushin than a regular isha. Now I have a chatz isha who became isha shleimah. So what happens to her kiddushin? The kiddushin that he had in her was a different kind of kiddushin. It was a shiv charufa de kiddushin. So it's a kiddushin that's matzrich oshim, not chatas. It's not that's not mechayev miso. It's a different kind of kiddushin. But that's the kiddushin you can have in a chatzi isha. But she's not a chatzi isha anymore. Now she's a isha shleima. You can't make a shifa charuf out of a kula bashar. So what happened out of this kiddushin? Says in Mar, one side is poki kiddushin rishon. She's kikotin shenol. What do you mean kikotin shenol? Why is she kikotin shenol? Because before she was a woman, before she was a shifa charufa, she was a chatzi isha, and the Torah prescribes different kinds of kiddushin for a chatzi isha. She's not a chatzi isha anymore. Now she's a isha shleima. And the isha shleima is a different kind of kiddushin. Kiddushin with the chiyuv chatas, not kiddushin with the chiyuv oshem. So the kiddushin disappears because the kiddushin that you had was kiddushin for that kind of lady, not for this kind of lady. It's called kiddushin isha. Rashi doesn't even have to speak out the other tzad. The other tzad is that if you had in her kiddushin the kiddushin that's appropriate for a chatzi isha, and now the same lady is isha shleima, so the kiddushin changes to a regular kiddushin. But regular kiddushin you can only have an isha shleima, you can't have in a chatzi isha. Because the kiddushin you have in a chatzi isha is only the kiddushin of shiv charufa, the oshim the kiddushin. And now she's not a chatzi isha anymore. In this isha, you can only have the kiddushin of isha shleima. So melgami kiddushin isha, the chiv oshim the kiddushin either disappears, that's poki, or it turns into the regular kiddushin. But the regular kiddushin, by definition, is only taifas in the whole isha. And if that's the case, I feel from the fact that taifas does not learn that way in the Gemara. Tosis learns has to do with Shir B'Kinyonai, so right, Tosis calls this the regular kiddushin. And if Tosis applies the regular kiddushin, so why should you come your pocket and just stay the way it is? Tosis come out to other svaras because there's a din of Shir B'Kinyonai. Now the kinyon is Meshuyah. It's regular svaras. If you Rashi, and then we'll go back to all of that right. This is only, this, from this comes out of the Sefer Savon in the Sheet of Rashi and Kambi Yonai Paki. Okay, that's what I want to say.